Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Sheni B'Shabbat, the second day of the week. And in the second Aliyah of Parshat Toldot, we have seven psukim. In this Aliyah, we hear how Yitzchak lived in Eretz Plishtim. The people there asked about his wife, and Yitzchak told them that she was his sister. Eventually, Avimelech, the king of the Plishtim, finds out that Rivka was indeed Yitzchak's wife, and he gets upset at Yitzchak, but he also issues a decree that no one harm them. Excuse me. And while in Eretz Plishtim, Yitzchak became very successful. Now, once again, when Yitzchak traveled and dwelled in Eretz Plishtim, the Torah says that Yitzchak was very, very successful. The Torah says in Perek Chaf Vav Pasuk Yud Bet, Vayizra Yitzchak Ba'aretz Ahi, Vayimtza Bashana Ahi Me'ashiarim. Yitzchak planted in that area, and he found that year 100 times what he expected to reap. He reaped 100 times more than he expected to reap. That's an incredible success rate for Yitzchak. Not only that, but Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, takes note of the word hahi, that seems to be superfluous not once but twice in our pasuk. The Torah says, "Vayizra Yitzchak ba'aretz hahi, vayimtza bashana hahi." Yitzchak planted in that place and in that year. And Rashi says that that land specifically was very unfriendly to agriculture, and that year was specifically very unfriendly. It was a drought year. So not only was Yitzchak very successful, he was very successful particularly in unfavorable conditions. Having said that, in this context, the end of the pasuk seems strange. The Torah says that Yitzchak was incredibly successful and Vayevarcheyu Hashem. Hashem blessed him. What does that mean? Of course Hashem blessed him. That's what the pasuk said. The pasuk said he was very successful. What is the pasuk adding by saying Vayevarcheyu Hashem? This question is asked by the Shemen HaTov, Rav Dov Zev Weinberger Shlita, in the fourth volume of the Shemen HaTov, and he answers the following most beautiful explanation. The Shemen HaTov says that indeed Yitzchak received an incredible blessing, and after he received that blessing, he knew very well that that blessing didn't come from anywhere other than Hashem. It didn't come from Yitzchak's skill as a farmer. It didn't come serendipitously. It came straight from Hashem. That knowledge and awareness is obviously critical for Yitzchak to know and for us to know as well. Physical blessings can come and go in an instant, God forbid. And if that happens, we have to know it's all from Hashem. So even after we've been blessed, we are still in need of Vayevarcheyu Hashem. We're still in need of Hashem's blessings. We're not done. We are in constant need of Hashem's blessings and Hashem's care. We could lose anything he gives us, God forbid, in a minute. We always need him. And the Shemen HaTov quotes a Gemara in Masechet Sota, Daf Memchet, which says the following, "Kol mi sheyesh pat besalo v'doeg lemachar eino ela miktanei amana." The usual understanding, the usual translation of that Gemara is the following. Anyone who has bread in their basket, so to speak, anyone who has food in the cupboard or money in their bank account or clothing in their closet, anyone who has what they need now, v'doeg lemachar, and is concerned for tomorrow, if they're concerned that they may not have those things tomorrow, no, that's miktanei amana. That person has little faith. Excuse me. That is the way that Gemara is understood usually. But the Shemen HaTov quotes, in our context, he quotes Rav Tzvi Hirsch of Rimanov. He died in 1846. He was the second Rebbe of Rimanov, and he understands this Gemara differently. He understands the Gemara as follows. If you have food in the cupboard, or money in the bank, or clothing in your closets, and you're only worried about tomorrow, you're not worried about today, nothing can happen to your food or your money or your clothing today, you're set for today, and you only need to worry about tomorrow, that says Rav Tzvi Hirsch of Rimanov, that is Miktanei Amanah. That is an expression of limited faith. Hashem gave you that clothing, yes, that money, that food, and Chas V'Shalom, he can take them away. And immediately, at any moment. So we need blessings from Hashem, not just to receive His blessings and receive His kindness, but even after we have received those things amidst Hashem, we are in constant need of His blessings. And this all comes from our pasuk. Yes, Yitzchak was blessed 100 times, Mea Shearim. But even afterwards, he was in need of Vayevarcheyu Hashem. Have an amazing day, everyone.